So you're reacting to the to what was
You know, I couldn't ask for any more. The health department has been like way beyond supportive, professional. It's their guidance that helped us through this. When we found out it was confirmed, we immediately shut down. I was in Waco because we're opening two in Waco. And I immediately got my car, drove down here, and we had already closed. They gave us the list of what they needed. I feel like we made our own list after their list. We cleaned for 12 hours. We disassembled everything, emptied the walk-in. I mean, the lampshades were scrubbed down. Then we had another company come in, and they did their thing and redid what we did. I guarantee you, you could eat off the floor right now at that restaurant. But with that said, you know, since day one when we opened our doors, you know, it's our philosophy's been pretty simple. Honor God, steward our grace, and give the customer the best we got each and every day. And so when we did close, it was very disappointing for me, but yet very humbling, because what we found out is, as good as we thought we were doing, we realized that, hey, there's something we can do better. So we shut our doors. We did everything we knew. I mean, it's the salmonella is not in there now, I guarantee you. And as much as we love using the fresh cracked egg, we've done everything we can. We realized that with our volume and the way getting those eggs after we've cracked them onto the grill, and there's some splatter, and it's like I looked at it and I said, we got to change this. So the first thing I did was I found the best possible pasteurized egg we could find. And we took that move immediately. We threw all the cracked eggs away. And now our egg is completely isolated. But I've been told by the company I bought it from, we're buying it from, that the pasteurized egg cannot harbor salmonella. Can't happen. Great. Perfect. It also stays in a pitcher now in an ice bath. We take it out. It goes to the... So, guys, we have picked this apart. And I'm... As humbling as this 24 hours has been, we're taking this. We're not going to dwell in the past. We're going to move forward. We are going to open our doors, God willing, hopefully, after they inspect. But we'll be better than ever. And, you know, we spent 3.5 years earning the trust of our customers. And, you know, College Station has been a blessing. And we're not about to stop recognizing that College Station has been a blessing. So we're out there, and like I said, I appreciate your patience and understanding. And, you know, I mean, I'm here to look at you guys saying we're owning up to this. This is, we're not a victim here. And so are you good with that? I'm okay?
Stuff happens.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like, all we can do is move forward. But I guarantee you, Fuego will open its doors the best it's ever been. And we will continue to do fresh, quality, value at a great price. We're not going to compromise. We're not going to cut corners. And we're going to take this as a learning opportunity and move forward. And I tell you, I woke up at 5 this morning, had a knot in my stomach. It's like, but it is what it is. And so we're moving forward. We're excited. I'm excited. I'm just like, you know, I can walk away from this going, you know what? We're going to be better than we've ever been. And hopefully people will trust in what I'm saying and trust in what we're doing. And, you know, I'm going to leave that up to God anyway. So here I am. So thank you.